The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hi, Diana.
Hey, Nate.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way.
Yeah, happy amateur hour.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Amateur day.
It's like Cinco de Mayo for white people.
Oh, my. That's exactly what it is. I like that. That's exactly what it is.
Except Cinco de Mayo has been taken over by white people, too.
They take over everything.
We do. It's the way we can't help it.
White people, straight people take over gay pride.
Not me. I am content to let you have your floats and your parades and your dancing. Have it all. It's all you.
You're not one of those people that go to faces and just like.
Nope. Not at all. And this is one of the things that I find interesting. People always tell me, hey, you know, there's a lot of single women who go to the gay bar. You should go there because there's plenty of single women. I'm like, no, because the single women are there because they don't want to get hit on.
Exactly.
They want to dance like freaks and not get hit on by dudes. They realize there might be a little bit of groping from lesbians, but they'll put up with that.
I don't think I've ever seen like lesbians. They get probably more groped from the gay guys than the lesbians.
Yeah, my friend Larry is like, I touched more boobs. If I were a straight guy, I'd be really excited. And I'm like, fucking hate you, dude.
Yeah, but then you can pull it off if you're a straight guy.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. But no, I've not felt the need to ever inject myself into Cinco de Mayo, St. Patrick's Day. I'm Scottish, so I'm supposed to hate the Irish. So.
Oh, there you go. There's a good reason.
So go fuck yourself, Irish.
Hold on. I love white people. How do I balance this out?
Not all the same.
You guys all look alike to me.
Yeah, see how Whatever. It goes? We're not all the same. Speaking of white people, Justin Bieber.
Oh, my husband, you mean? My future boyfriend?
Your future lesbian husband?
That's the only guy I would go straight for because I'm not really going straight for him because he kind of looks like a lesbian. But I want to go. I think I've said this before. I want to go for him, though. Like, if he was actually a girl and not famous and didn't have that magical voice.
Well, here his singing voice may be a little magical, but his speaking voice, not so much. From TMZ, and this is an exclusive, so thank you, TMZ.
Oh, thank you so much.
They have a bunch of video clips that sort of break down. He was deposed in a lawsuit where his bodyguard allegedly beat up a photographer. It's a 4.5-hour videotape deposition. And they've boiled it down to the best four clips, starting with what they're calling Arrogant Bieber. Arrogant Bieber.
Remember earlier today when I asked you?
No.
Why don't you listen to what I had to say first? And then maybe you'll tell me yes or no.
I don't have to listen to anything you have to say.
Clarify my question. If you have a question about my question,
today is
you have the right to be clear for you to be able to be
Mr.
clear.
Do
you remember being in Australia ever?
I don't know if I've been to Australia.
I don't know if I've been to Australia.
He's... Okay, this is funny. When I saw everyone like post this shit, like some people were like... He's so arrogant. It's another reason to hate him, blah, blah, blah. And then other people are like, I like him even more. Because, like, think about it. If you are trying to not get fucked over, the best response is to play the I don't know card.
Yeah, but his lawyer is sitting next to him. And that's the time to just sort of look over at your lawyer and let the lawyer jump in.
He's a rich teen. Like, he's a rich teenager. He has the teenager, like... You know, I don't give a fuck attitude. And then on top of that, he has millions of dollars. And I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, what would you do in that? I think I'd just be like, no, I don't know. No, I don't know the whole entire time. Because first off, I want to have bodyguards that would do that.
Have you ever been to Australia? I don't know.
That's a good thing. Because you just play dumb. Like, my favorite, though, I don't think, like, well, they can't. You guys should go watch the clip. But my favorite is when he's like, well, this is not my favorite. But I love how he, like, pops his collar. And then at the very end, this part, he winks at the camera. He knows exactly what the fuck he's doing.
Oh, yeah. He's being... Here's the thing. I'm rewatching The Sopranos again. I love The Sopranos. I've seen it from beginning to end multiple times. And because I have HBO Go, I'm watching it again. And it reminds me of when Tony Soprano is ever, when Agent Harris ever comes to ask Tony Soprano about anything. And he's like, basically telling him to fuck off. So there's a little bit of that. But the next clip is what TMZ is entitled, Love Sick Bieber. Yeah, because they asked him about Selena Gomez.
We got Selena Gomez?
Yes.
Be dating her at some point in time?
What's the relevance of that? Why are you asking that question?
Because I'm allowed to ask.
No, you're not allowed to just make absolutely. Up stuff and ask it. What are you talking about?
It sounds like you're trying to harass him.
And that's where the lawyer jumps in, so that's some good lawyering.
Seriously, like, why the fuck would he ask about that shit?
He's trying to rattle him.
No, yeah, but that is good lawyer. There's a reason why he's getting paid that
much.
But
his lawyer is jumping in going, that's not relevant. Why are you asking him that? And the other lawyer's like, I'm going to ask him anything I want. He's basically trying to get him riled up on camera.
Be a lawyer, man.
Stop making
journalism. This isn't journalism.
What is the relevance? What's your pro
have
offer?
Have you ever...
What's your
if
pro
you
offer?
Have an objection, state your objection.
What's your pro offer of relevance on that?
Sir... Have you ever talked with Selena Gomez and discussed your feelings about paparazzi with her?
Don't ask me about her again.
She broke his heart.
Boss. Wait, I thought they're like kind of together again because like I don't follow him on Instagram, but when I get really bored.
Sure.
When I get really bored, I do search for him. Mm. And he has a picture of her and is like the most beautiful queen or some bullshit.
Yeah, she broke his heart. He still longs for her. She's the one that he can't have.
I thought they're back together. That's why I thought they were back together.
No, they were, but they're not anymore.
That's the only, like, I was like, you know what? She has this video where she raps to Nicki Minaj's I think it's super
yeah don't short. don't do that.
Okay,
anyway. It's bad enough when Nicki Minaj raps to Nicki Minaj, but other people shouldn't do it.
But it was kind of sexy. I was like, wait, she's legal, right? I can say this. I
yes.
think yeah. Okay, so yeah, it was kind of hot. I was like, oh, she got a little swag. And I hate the fact that word just came out of my mouth and it's recorded. But it was kind of, I was like, okay, you can date my husband, like, just make sure like you back off when I No, it's not going to happen. I moved on to Ellen Page.
No, but there you go.
I love Justin Bieber. I think if he was a little smarter, like had like vocabulary, like, you know, kind of use words on the SAT or something like that, then I would like definitely give him more props. But I think he approached this whole thing very well. And like, I think people don't give him enough credit. Like, what you're supposed to, like, if you don't want to. I mean, one, he has to protect his reputation. If now he wants to be like a badass or whatever he wants to
yes.
be, and he's hanging out with all these rappers and stuff. So like, yeah, that's what he's supposed to project himself as or have other people perceive him as. But then like, yeah, you don't like when you get tested for like if you get pulled over, I'm sure it's like if you've been drinking, I'm sure his lawyer was like, just try to object to every single test they're giving to you, because either way, you're going to get arrested. So you might as well delay it. So your test comes back lower.
Yeah.
So it's like, but then that's where I was.
Or higher, because sometimes if you've just finished, like if you've literally just finished something, the alcohol hasn't had a chance to get into your bloodstream.
He's not
you can
that
actually.
Dumb, is he?
He might be.
He might be. That's very true. But yeah, I think he would be really sexy if he used bigger words. I like nerds. What can I say?
Well, then he gets contentious. They're calling this contentious Bieber. So let's hear how this goes. Oh, it's about he. He's comparing it to being grilled by Katie Couric or 60 Minutes.
Oh, shit.
Shucks.
Did I say something funny?
My favorite are the exasperated sighs. Because he sounds like every teenager in the world. Like,
exactly.
Oh, Mom.
He is a teenager.
He's Napoleon Dynamite is what he is.
Oh my God. Yes. That's why I love him even more.
Oh,
just
God.
Compared him to one of my favorite movie characters.
Let's listen to this. By the way, he's being deposed by a lawyer. It should be more than being interviewed by Katie Couric, you dullard.
You don't need to argue with the witness. Do you want to state your question again?
Is there anything funny in my question as to why you were laughing?
What is your question? Should we have it read back? is hooked up.
Well, I don't know, Katie Kirk. You tell me.
I love that he's a smartass. Like, no, but some of the questions they were asking is just like, dude, you really are just trying to get a reaction.
I will totally give him credit on that one. I didn't know that was how it came out. But I want to hear the rest of this now.
Are you calling me Katie Kirk?
No.
Is this a news interview for you? It's not. It's your deposition. Do you understand that?
Yes. But I see what you're doing.
Have you ever spoken with Scooter Braun regarding photographers who want to take a picture of
him? Asked and answered several times.
That was definitely asked before that question. It was said.
What was your answer? Please, remind me of your answer.
No.
His eyes are closed. He's leaning back.
It seems like a 16-minute interview.
I did like that. And finally, what they're calling disrespectful/dumb Bieber.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this might be where he loses you. He was asked if Usher discovered him.
Oh, my God.
You get career. Do you know Raymond Usher the Fourth?
No.
Do you know an individual, an entertainer by the name of Usher?
Yeah, Usher. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, there was that song you did with him.
The one that did discover you and gave you that fucking record deal.
Isn't it true that Usher was instrumental in starting your career?
What does that have to do with this litigation, Mr. DeKalb? This is just you trying to harass the client.
Before we came back here, you had asked me.
She's going to read that.
Let her read back the question. Thank you for your memory.
I was found on YouTube.
That is true. He was discovered on YouTube
That's
by an
true.
Agent.
Yes.
I think that I was detrimental to my own career.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you at all. I'm sitting right next to you.
Okay, so I think I was instrumental to my own career.
Let me hear back from the court reporter.
He said detrimental.
I thought he said no, but here's the thing. Justin Bieber's not a very smart boy. He's done this before. Like, I think I saw a clip. This is when he was a lot younger, but he did something about, like, he was doing an interview in Germany or something, and it was just, he said something, and I was just like, oh, sweetie, go back to school. Like, it was, he's not a very smart boy. I acknowledge that. I acknowledge he's not very smart. So all you haters, yes, you're right on that.
Well, you know, things happen for a certain reason. But again, this is what I'm getting off of this whole deposition thing. The lawyer for the photographer for the paparazzi mm-hmm. is being about 2 degrees more of a dick than a paparazzi would be because he's trying to get him to explode at him and then they can go play back the deposition and go, aha, you're prone to fits of temper. You absolutely did attack my client.
Oh my God, I love this song. This is my wedding song, by the way. Wait, hold on. No, not this one. I just remember the lyrics. I was like, that's the worst wedding song ever.
Okay, so no, that's...
Oh, we're not going to keep going?
Oh, well, you know what? You know how... See, I don't share the same feeling about Justin Bieber as you do.
Neither does, like... all my friends or everyone in my life.
So Justin Bieber to me is horrible. I also think Slipknot is horrible because I can't stand Slipknot. But one day on the internet, I found this. Someone put the two together.
No fucking way.
It's Slipknot Bieber. Get ready for this.
I did my job.
Go drill your deserts. Go This is proof that two terrible things put together can be awesome.
That's, wow. I never really was a fan of Slipknot. I was never really exposed to their music, just like their t-shirts, because all the kids in high school wore them. But this is pretty fucking epic. This is pretty fucking cool. This might, if you guys see me hear this around Midtown, that's me. I'm just gonna put that out there right now.
Oh, it could be me, because I will play this very loud in my car.
Oh yes, and I will be rocking out. Me too. So it's gonna be me or Nate. So you guys can
pretty much
rock out with us.
So that's the combo, and we heard the original Bieber. Here's what Slipknot sounds like without all the musical help. It's a little different feel.
Yeah. I mean, I respect them, I guess, like what they're doing.
It's not your thing.
It's not my thing.
No,
I appreciate it. If it's anyone else's thing, like, you know, I acknowledge how difficult it can be to be a musician and have your... I'm kind of bullshitting my way out of this just to say that I'm like, And I've listened to, like, so what genres, like, what would you classify this as?
Metal.
Metal, really?
Yeah.
Is this not, like, it's kind of pop metal, isn't it?
No.
No, because why did all the high school kids... Okay, when I say pop metal, I mean popular, because I just remember Slipknot from high school, and all the kids had this.
Yeah, no. If you want pop metal, let me just find something for you that will... this is pop metal. Or hair metal or whatever.
Oh, who's this?
This is Poison.
Oh, yeah, I do know Poison. They're from the 80s, right?
Yes, they are.
Oh, yeah.
They are, so... yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely a different feel.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. That's like Taylor Swift is like pop country. I can see that. I can see the difference in something that's a little more pop. It has to be a little more lighthearted. And
yeah, Slipknot's closer to Nine Inch Nails than it is to Poison.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so, I know who Nine Inch Nails is.
There you go.
Whatever.
Were.
I've been out of school for way too fucking long. I don't give a fuck.
Because that's all that was covered in school. That's it.
And I've noticed that, like, I think I've gotten like a little. How do I put this? I don't want to say dumber, because you can't. We talked about this a lot. You can't judge education or intelligence based on that bullshit. But yeah, I think I've lost a lot of, like, and it's, I blame texting.
Okay.
And other people. I'm just kidding. Motherfuckers learn how to text me. Just kidding. No, that was mean. I'm never going to get contacted again.
So that's, let me find something here that's good to end. Anyway, I'm moving along with
can we talk about Justin Bieber and play more Justin Bieber? Cause I love him with undying passion. I actually got like, oh my God, he's so sexy. And he is sexy in this song. I have a problem.
You do.
I really do. Cause I've noticed that, like, I've been not, I think I need to, like, just only... I think I'm just going to be celibate for the rest of my life. Because I've had a really bad track record so far.
I saw something once, and I wish I would have bought it for you. I was in an adult store, and it's not what you think.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's not the thing I sent you a picture of. They have this little wind-up doll called Jack and Justin. And it's,
oh, my God. What?
It's about 3 inches tall. And it's basically a Justin Bieber lookalike doll where he's masturbating a wang about a third his body size. That's out there, by the way. It was right next to the Barack Obama one.
Oh, my God. So my birthday's May 12th for anyone.
Good to
and
know.
You can go. I'm sure you can purchase that on Amazon, right?
Yes.
And you can shop through the Nate Darling.
yeah. show. Yeah, anything you want to get for Diana for her birthday that's coming up, or, you know, whatever, go to NateDarlingShow.com. Click the Shop Amazon link and shop till your heart's content. It doesn't cost anything extra, and it does help support this and other shows on this website and network. So
maybe thanks. I shouldn't say that I want that on a podcast, because I'm probably going to get like five of them. I just want one.
Well, you can have one for every room.
One
for the car? Oh, you could glue it to the dashboard of your car. How awesome would that be?
I feel like if I ever got pulled over by a cop, I can get out of a ticket. Like, that is, the cop is just going to look over and be like, no, you know what, fuck it, just go. I don't even want to see this anymore, just go.
You know, honestly, if I pulled you over and saw that, I would immediately give you a sobriety test. I'd be like, I'm sorry, I need you to get out of the car and walk full on for me.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah, maybe I shouldn't risk it.
So, anyway, that's...
Speaking of sobriety tests...
Yes, it is...
fucking St. Patrick's Day, right?
It is St. Patrick's Day, as yeah. we speak.
I guess we'll go into Bitches Preach.
Yeah, we can go ahead and do that.
Yeah, you want to go talk about how people should learn how to hold their liquor? If you're above the age of 25... I'm going to say 26, because I'm 25, and I'm just learning, and I'm about to turn 26, so I'm going to put 26 as the cap, but... At 26, learn how to hold your own. And just because it's St. Paddy's Day, which is not even a real fucking holiday or not a real reason to celebrate anything. Sorry, Irish people. you shouldn't get white girl wasted, because it's not cute and it's very messy. And yeah, I'm just not a fan of, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I've like been to bars. And there's like, I'm like, oh, that girl's cute. And I'll like go talk to her and like notice she's like way too fucked up. And I'm automatically just turned off. Because if I was like, I'm like, damn, is that what I look like? So I've noticed that I've gotten better with my drinking based on watching other people, like trying to hit on other people. I'm like, that's not attractive.
No.
Unless I'm that fucked up too. Because I feel like if I'm a little more sober, it's kind of a little like predatorial.
Well, in fact, in California, someone who's drunk cannot legally give consent. So
I thought that's federal.
It's technically rape.
Yeah, I thought that was a federal thing, though.
I don't know. I know it's definitely true in California.
And how do you know that, Nate?
I actually heard it on the Adam Carolla show.
Oh, really? I think I watched it. I heard it on a Law & Order SVU episode or like something.
Yeah,
maybe it was my, I don't know. I had a lot of friends doing that against rape stuff in college and stuff like that.
Well, to be fair, I am against rape. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's clarify that.
Let's be very clear about this.
Very, very clear.
fully opposed to rape of any
yeah,
kind.
Yeah, that's okay. Let's definitely clarify that. So if you get too drunk on St. Patty's Day, you should not be having sex, because then it's technically rape because you can't give consent. So just get drunk enough to not give a fuck, but don't get too drunk where you're not able to give consent.
Or maybe because it's on a Monday.
Oh, that too.
You dial it the fuck back, you drunken slut.
Yeah, or guys can be sluts.
I didn't say they couldn't.
Oh no, I just want to clarify.
You just assume gender.
Well, no, just because other people, and so I want to clarify for the audience. You know,
okay, that's fine. And by the way, this show is available first thing in the morning when you get up on Monday morning. So, by the way, on St. Patrick's Day, if this show is live on our website and you're already drunk, shame on you.
Or call me.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding.
The weirdest thing, the first time I ever really experienced it, I remember going to work on a St. Patrick's Day and rolling into work at 8:30 in the morning and seeing people falling out of bars in Burlington, Vermont.
What?
At 8:30 in the morning on St. Patrick's Day. They had been there drinking since the play, because they were allowed to open at 6 a.m. on St. Patrick's Day. So people got up at early. So they get up at like 5 a.m. to go to the bar and start drinking green beer. So that they were blitzed out of their minds at 8 a.m.
You guys, yeah, just think about it. It's on a Monday, right?
Yes.
You got shit to do tomorrow. If you don't, that's a whole nother issue that you need to reevaluate in your life. Unless you work at nights, then I'm not judging you. But
no, we're judging.
Oh, okay. Slightly judging. Well, if you get that fucked up. But yeah, I never understood St. Patty's Day in general, just drinking that much beer. How do you do that? That just makes me fool.
Well, there's an art to drinking a lot of beer. You do it over the course of time. And if you're younger and you're just drunken, that's, you know, a whole other thing. But
they don't do Dollar Drink Mondays in SAC, do they?
I have no idea.
Dude, oh man,
I'm so far beyond that. I'm so far beyond wanting any beer that they're going to charge me a dollar for.
No. It's like cocktails. Like yeah, any still, drink. No. Okay. In San Francisco, it was awesome.
It's like the cheapest, shittiest alcohol they have. That it's like the step below well drinks is what they're giving you.
So some of us that are broke and don't give up.
Like I said, I am well beyond. Thankfully, I am well beyond that point in time. What was I going to say? I had something else I wanted to say about drinking. Hold your liquor.
Please do. Please. For everyone's sake. Because I do not want to trip on someone's fucking puke. I almost stepped on some the other night. And I almost, very, very key, almost. And it's just, that's just rude to everyone else. If you're going to throw up, if you get like Jersey Shore wasted, whatever the fuck you want to do, at least be classy about it and go in the fucking bushes. Don't do it in the street and don't do it on someone else in public.
Well, and the other thing is do it at night. Don't do this day drinking thing for St. Patrick's Day, because if I'm going out at night, I've got the eyeball out for that sort of thing. If I'm walking somewhere at like 10 a.m., I'm not looking out for the pile of puke.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm just not looking. My peripheral is really small, so I like to I can't see much, very much anyway. So just fucking, if you're gonna do it, just fucking don't. I'm gonna do a one up, Nate, and just say don't fucking do it, because some of us can't see all around us all the fucking time, and I don't want to spend my whole entire day looking down. I want to look up and look at the sky and look at the tops of the trees and acknowledge and how beautiful life. Fuck it, whatever.
Yeah. So have a happy St. Patrick's Day and don't be a drunken fucker. That's the message.
Yeah. Just don't be if you're going to get drunk, at least stay at that level right before being a drunken fucker, please.
There you go. Be happy, not drunk.
Yes. And you gay Irish. Did I get that right?
Guyrish.
Oh, fuck it. I don't.
You know
I can't tell the white people, man. I don't even know.
Let's go ahead and wrap this up. Let's call it a day.
Let's
call it a
show. Before I get a little too racist. See you guys next time.
Thanks for joining us on the Well Hung Podcast. We'll see you next Monday with another new show. Nate Darling Show, Wednesday and Friday, right here.